Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. In his arms I feel protected. In his arms never disconnected, no, no. In his arms I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. In his arms I feel protected. In his arms never disconnected, no, no. In his arms I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. There's no place I'd rather be. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone, and I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you my cloudy days are gone, and I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever, ever done. In his arms I feel protected. In his arms never disconnected. No, no. In his arms I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. I love you. I love you. I love you. Because you first loved me. I love you. I love you. I love you. Because you first loved me. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you. I love you. I love you. Because you first loved me. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything, more than anything. Oh, more than anything. More than anything. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the host. Host, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, Master Call family and friends. I'm so glad to be on this call this morning. Yes, I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Master Caleb, for that praise and worship this morning. We so appreciate you. So there's power in the name of Jesus this morning. I'm excited this morning. And I want to thank Master Darrell for greeting us this morning. And say, I love you. I love you, Jesus. That's what I'm just saying. I just feel God is on time. He's on time, God, this morning. Yes, he is. I'm rejoicing this morning. I guess y'all say, I'm so happy this morning to be on this call. I am so grateful this morning. Let me just introduce myself. My name is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York, and we have some beautiful weather today. I'm excited. Let me just share a little bit about this call. We're on a journey this morning, and I'm telling you, I don't want to get off. On October 2010, our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Bacola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone, share this with us. So don't you stop. And the scripture we stand on this morning, Psalms 88 and 13, but you have cried out, Lord, in the morning my prayer comes before you. Yes, we have a mission statement to enrich, enhance, empower believers as we begin this beautiful day. We also have a website that we can review 24 hours, anything that comes and you need a word from the Lord. We ask you this time to go to themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. All the messages have been archived on that site, as well as our bio of our powerful speakers. And feel free to share it with each and everyone that you come in contact with, because you don't know who needs him this morning, because he's a God of order. The theme for this year, 2022, is God requiring immediate obedience. God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For immediate obedience will be continuous to experience restoration, divine protection, and creating miracles. I like to say it again, creating miracles and strategic breakthrough. Amen. If you've been led by the Lord, be a part of this blessed minister as a greeter, as Minister Dowell, as a song, as Minister Kalen, as a host, as yours truly, or you a word from the Lord, you even have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all your information at info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone will contact you. But on Friday, we have a treat. On the second half of the call, you are able to stay or give your report live on the second half of the call. So that is the beautiful thing. On this phenomenal company, which is Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 33 years ago, we are now called Artist Life. Great products to help the world become healthy, and I always like to share wealthy, and you can share with anyone. Don't keep it a secret. The morning motivation call here Monday through Friday, right after this call. A team of great leaders giving vital information for us, our benefits of our wonderful products. And that number is 667-770-1525. 667-770-1525. And the access code is 294-617-pound. 294-617-pound. If your service is T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, or Cricket, you can use the bypass number. You call that first, and you will not be charged. That number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. Today is Awareness Wednesday, and the power couple, my leaders, Diamond President Victoria and Reggie Flanagan, will be sharing with us, the host and the speakers, about the liver, cirrhosis of the liver. That's what's going to be the topic. So everyone, please join. If you have anybody that you know, please make sure they're on that call at 8:30. And today, please also stay in touch with your back office. If you have not shared with your friends, please do so. And keep in touch with your business and stay on the calls. They have calls every night to keep us focused and connected. So we're excited about that. But, you know, I'm going to just stop right now. We have a speaker. She is one of our new members on the Master's Call, and we are so grateful to be for her to be a part of our ministry. Her name is Minister Simone Alexander. I'm going to give you three things about her, and we ask everyone to go to see her extensive bio, just to go on to the mastercall.net, and you can see the rest. She resides in Vancouver, British Columbia. She's a member of the National Full Gospel, where her pastor is Pastor Philip Muller, and he is the senior pastor. Minister Simone's favorite scripture is James 1 and 2. Consider it pure joy. I like that. Consider it pure joy. My brothers and sisters, wherever you get, you face trials of any kind, you say that it's kind of pure joy. So that's, I love to rejoice this morning, rejoicing this morning. Let me just, before I turn it over to Minister Simone, I'm going to go in prayer right now. Oh, Father, teach us to stop and consider the ordinary moments of our lives. Remember us. Help us not to overlook you daily and care and provision that surround us daily. Lord, lift us up. Lift up the speaker this morning. Lord, strengthen her, Lord, like never before. Lord, let her be a word of encouragement this morning. Let us open our eyes and see the wonderful things around us. Lord, we love you and adore you in Jesus' precious name. Amen, amen, and amen. The floor is yours, Mrs. Simone.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much, Minister Cynthia, for those precious words of encouragement this morning. And thank you, Brother Daryl, for sitting and greeting us this morning. And thank you, Minister Kalen, for opening up with the wonderful words of song this morning. And thank everyone else, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for giving us this platform, or myself this morning, this platform to express myself today. My topic for today is growing gratitude and thanksgiving. So I will be reading from Romans 11, verse 33 to 36 from the New King James, the King James Version. And that will be verse 33 to verse 36. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensated unto him again. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be the glory forever. Amen. Again, my topic this morning is growing gratitude and thanksgiving. First of all, I'm thanking God for another wonderful, beautiful day, waking me up where I land on my feet this morning. And I am grateful to him because then the other one landed on the ground as well. So I'm very, very grateful to God for that. Now that has been given so much to the Lord, thou that has given so much to me, give one thing more, a grateful heart. The Bible declares as the source of all blessings, for from him and through him and for him are all things, as Romans 11 and verse 36 just said. All things encompasses both the extravagant and the everyday gifts in our lives. Everything we receive comes directly from God. James 1 and verse 17. And he willingly gives us those gifts out of his love. To expand my awareness of God's blessings in my life, and I'm sure for you guys as well, I am learning to cultivate a heart that acknowledges the source of all the joys I experience every day, but especially the ones I often take for granted. Today, those includes did a script morning run. The anticipation of an evening with friends. And most importantly, spending time with extended family members and the beauty of the world as I look out the window. I'm thanking God for so many things, and I'm grateful to God for life, health, strength, being strong, family members, my TMC family. Oh my goodness, the list goes on and on and on. There's so much to be grateful and thankful to God for. We wake up, we're not sick, but at times as human beings, sometimes we complain. Instead of us complaining, all we have to do is just stop and ask God for the strength, for the courage to be grateful for what he's given to us so far. It could have been worse. There's a lot of folks that did not wake up this morning, as Mother Owens always say. She always thanks God for waking her up in her right mind. Oh my goodness, that's such a small little thing, but it's so powerful. Waking us up in our right mind so we can be able to decipher out the day, to make plans, to take on so much, be able to communicate with others around us. And that is something that we take for granted. God has given us this little mind here, and all we have to do is use it and use it wisely. Granted, at times it fails some of us, but by the grace of God, we are able to stand tall, stand strong. So we really, really need to be grateful to God for all that he's given to us. So much to be grateful for. It's the little things in life that sometimes we really take for granted. Our family, friends, our neighbors. Instead of speaking bad about someone, we speak more good. And then when we do that, blessings, nourishment, enrichment from God just follows in our lives. So my question to you today, or this morning, this beautiful Wednesday morning that God has given to us, is what is the so much that God has given to you? opening our eyes to those blessings will help us to develop grateful hearts. Again, this topic is all about, it's about growing gratitude and thankfulness or thanksgiving. Back to you, Minister Cynthia.
Good. Thank you so much for that powerful message. I am so taken aback by that. So you got to be grateful and thankful for all that God has done for us. And I do thank you so much for that, Minister Simone. So appreciate you for sharing that with us this morning. Let us go. And thank you again for that powerful message. We do need to understand that it is important. People also is this time in life is precious to have good family and friends and neighbors and the TMC family. So well, I'm going to call you back for the benediction. We have a few announcements. And to let us pray and pray over our prayer request this morning. Oh, Lord, every time I think about that record, I know I love you. Thank you, Jesus. Almighty God, we thank you for this new day that we've never seen before. We thank you for your powerful presence in our lives. We thank you for another sunrise, a beautiful sunrise today, Lord. We thank you, God, for Ms. Simone bringing us such a powerful message that we need to hear at this time in our life, because we got to be grateful and thankful. And Lord, more importantly, asking you to keep us focused on you, Lord. We love you and adore you, Lord. I ask that this morning that you pour out a blessing for Minister Simone that she can have enough room to contain it, Lord. We ask you this morning to give her the strength to move forward and pour virtue back into her today, Lord, Father. Father, we pray, God, for our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Pecola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weathers, Lord, for keeping us encouraged on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We pray for everyone that joined us this morning and thought it was not robbery. We honor the Diaz de Leon family for sharing artist life with us worldwide. We lift up all the staff members that came and the new staff members that joined us here with Artist Life. We pray for everyone in a nurse's home, the hospital, the group home, the incarcerated, Lord. Lord, we pray over this COVID that's coming back worse than ever, Lord. Lord, we ask everyone to understand that there is no time to play, but we must keep our mask on at this time. We lift up every bereaving family this morning, Lord. Share comfort with them. They need you like never before. There's no difficult trials that they need right now. They love you, Lord. We want you to stay in touch with you, but God, more importantly, you got to wrap your arms around, Lord. Lord, we love you. In Jesus' precious name, we say amen, amen, and amen. So everyone, we want to listen to this playback, and I'm going to share this number with you, that powerful message this morning. The number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085. The access code is 957-677-POUND, 957-677-POUND. And as we share with you this new morning motivation call right after this call, and we ask you to join us and the power couple of health, Diamond President Reggie Franny and Victoria Franny will be doing this call, and it's on cirrhosis of the liver. And we ask you, let me share this number with you once. The number is 667-770-1525. And we actually, an access code is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Mr. Minister Darrell, for greeting us this morning. Thank you, Minister Kayla, for the praise and worship this morning. We so appreciate you. And thank you, Minister Amon, again, for that powerful message that we appreciate. We need to hear that day in and day out. Please, could you please close us out in benediction, please?
Yes. Hey. Thanks again, everyone, and thank you, Minister Cynthia. Knowledge is power. Community is strength, and positive attitude is everything. Thanks again. Thank you guys for this morning, and everyone, go out and have an awesome, awesome Wednesday. Bye-bye for now.